Hi guys, okay, so for if you don't know who I am, my name's April, and I went with everyone to Advent, and I enjoyed it. So I guess I should start my testimony with saying I was very blessed during my first week, especially with who my translator was. I didn't realize it until the second week, but because my translator in the first week, John, was a Christian, it actually made the Gospel Day, Thursday, very easy for me. I remember when we were rehearsing skit and everything, preparing for everything on Wednesday night. Because it was John's first time at Advent, being like, tried to explain the whole Thursday Gospel Day thing to him. And after his whole speech, John was like, "Oh, I'm Christian." And all six of us in the room, the whole group of us, we just let out this huge breath of relief. And yeah, John was really good in helping me translate words like God. He would use Shanti instead of Shun. My second week translator was a Buddhist, so I had to correct him a few times on translations. Yeah, so also, especially in second week, because I have trouble with Chinese, I had to ask Anson to read the prayer for the kids in Chinese. Because they're so young, even if I said it in English, they probably wouldn't understand. And Anson actually couldn't read it because he's Buddhist. He actually excused himself from the classroom. And yeah, that was that. So yeah, God guided me very well during my first week by providing me with John, a Christian translator, which was really good. For my second week, I actually got sick on Thursday. Kind of my fault, I didn't drink enough water on Wednesday. But my throat was very sore and I was coughing a lot. But I could barely talk Thursday morning. And my voice continued to not work, even when we got to school. It's a good thing I wasn't in part of the rally or the skit, because I couldn't get a word out. And after rally and skit, when we went to the classroom, I couldn't really tell the kids to settle down because they couldn't hear me. So I ended up just telling my volunteers, "Oh, could you guys just like direct the kids, have them sit in like a circle in the back of the room and be quiet?" And well, I watched my volunteers try to round the kids and herd them to the back. I just kind of sat back and prayed for my voice. And I just kind of kept praying and praying until one of the volunteers came up to me and was like, "Oh, okay, they're done." And I just kind of looked at my watch and was like, "Oh, okay." So it took about 20 minutes to get them to be quiet. So I ended up praying to God to give me a voice for about 20 minutes. And when I started speaking my testimony, I actually wasn't sure if I would be able to speak, like if any actual words would come out of my mouth. But my voice kind of came out. It was kind of raspy, but the important part is the kids and my translator were able to hear me, which was good. So yeah, God took care of me my second week too, and I'm very grateful to it. And I'm very grateful I had this experience with Advent, because it brought me much closer to God than I expected it would.